This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Election Commission urges government to determine local level election date at the earliest. Preparations complete for National Assembly elections slated for tomorrow. Health Ministry reports 12,008 new COVID cases in Nepal today. 8 corona-related deaths confirmed today itself. And Western powers warn unprecedented sanctions against Russia if it invades Ukraine. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has urged the government to fix the date for the upcoming local level election at the earliest. The Commission said if there was a delay in fixing the date for the local level election, the election management works would gradually become complicated from the technical and practical fronts. The Election Commission also urged the government to determine the election date in consultation with the Commission. In Singapore press release, the Commission asked the government to set the date for the local level election in line with the Local Level Election Act. As is stated in the press release, the Election Commission is also in ready position to hold the local level election within mid-May in 2022 if the election date is designated on time as proposed by the Commission. The Election Commission has completed all preparations to conduct the National Assembly election slated for tomorrow. The election is being held for 19 posts of the National Assembly members. Election Commission spokesperson Sally Graham Podil said all preparations for the election, including health safety protocols, were complete. The voting is being conducted from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow. And the term of 19 National Assembly members is expiring coming March 4. Among 19, 8 are of CPN UML, 4 of CPN Unified Socialist, 4 of Maoist Centre, and 3 of Nepali Congress. Currently, 9 political parties are in the election competition. A total of 12,008 new COVID cases have been reported in Nepal today. The Health Ministry confirmed the cases while testing 25,909 samples. Likewise, 3,040 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry also reported 8 corona-related deaths today, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,667 in the country so far. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Devendra Podil has directed Tribhuvan University to publish the results of the students on time. Minister Podil, who raised the Examination Control Office in Balkur today to monitor the situation, directed to bring out the result of the students in time without making any excuse. Stating that there are many complaints of the students in the humanities faculties, the minister urged the staff to pay attention to work. And the controller of examination, Pushparaj Joshi, informed the minister that the results could not be released on time due to the lack of human resources. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero rai chau. Khaile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. Bela bela ma kura garna kehi samasya chaina.
Ho ra bhane? Ani kasari chalaune chha thaha chha ta?
Kina thaha nahunu? Yo sewa activate garna lai *14 स्टार सात र ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Council of Technical Education and Vocational Training, CTEVT, has postponed all the pre-scheduled examinations until further notice, citing the growing risk of COVID-19. Deputy Examination Controller of CTEVT, Dil Bahadur Khimira, said the examinations had been cancelled due to the possible risk of COVID infections. Nepal government and the government of Japan have concluded an agreement on concessional loan assistance amounting to 10.47 billion rupees, extended by Japan for the promotion of economic growth and to support the development efforts undertaken by Nepal. The agreement to this effect was signed and exchanged today, फाइनान्स सेक्रेटरी मधु कुमार मरासिनी एण्ड एम्बेसडर अफ जापान टु नेपाल किकुटा यु खाटा साइन्ड एण्ड एक्सचेन्ज द नोट अफ रेकर्ड्स अफ डिस्कसन अन बिहाफ अफ देयर रेस्पेक्टिभ गभर्नमेन्ट्स. In addition, loan agreement to this effect was also signed today. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Joe Biden has said that there is total unanimity with European leaders over Russia's troop build-up on its border with Ukraine. According to BBC, during crisis talks on Monday, Western powers agreed to unprecedented sanctions against Russia if it were to invade Ukraine. The U.S. is also said to have put 8,500 troops on alert, which Russia said caused it great concern. And joining the U.S. and UK on Monday's talks were the leaders of France, Germany, Italy, Poland and the European Union. And on Monday itself, the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson warned that the gloomy intelligence suggests Russia is planning a lightning raid on the Ukraine capital, Kiev, and the UK started withdrawing some staff from the embassy. The US took a similar move by ordering relatives of its embassy staff to leave. A fight and a fire at a nightclub in Indonesia's West Papua province has left at least 18 people dead. Officials said one person was stabbed to death, but the other victims were trapped by the fire that broke out at the 00 Club in Sorong City. It is unclear how the fire began, but it followed a brawl between two rival groups armed with machetes and arrows. According to BBC, a fire that engulfed the large building and burnt it from the first floor. At least 8 people have been killed and 38 injured in a crush outside an African Cup of Nations football match in Cameroon. According to BBC, videos showed crowds of screaming football fans being crushed at the entry gates to the Paul Biya Stadium in the capital, Yaoundé. Witnesses described the chaotic scenes outside the ground as thousands of fans struggled to get access. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. And light rain is likely to occur at a few places of Lumbini Province, Karnali Province, Sudipashim Province and at one or two places of the rest of the provinces. There are also chances of light snowfall at some places of the high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission urges government to determine local-level election date at the earliest. Preparations complete for National Assembly elections slated for tomorrow. Health Ministry reports 12,008 new COVID cases in Nepal today. 8 corona-related deaths confirmed to death toll. And Western powers warn unprecedented sanctions against Russia if it invades Ukraine. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.